as someone who lives in an apartment building, I know how it is with neighbors. I know that we're all up in each other's business. And oh, I haven't told you this, but I don't think I'll get in trouble for saying this, but maybe I will. I don't care. So we have this one neighbor who's like, it's a couple and they're super old. And they've always been really nice to us. And they were really happy that we moved in, that they had like a nice couple living next door or whatever. Well, now, like over the years, they've gotten like really old. And the man.
That's what happens. As days go by, the older you get.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, when we moved in, they were like 100. So now they're like 120. So the man is now like really frail and he keeps falling out of bed. So the woman has my boyfriend Joe's phone number and she calls him. Yeah. She calls him and says, "Hi, can you come pick him up?" Like literally pick him up off the ground and put him back in bed. Okay. So they got a guardrail on the bed, but somehow he's able to get around the guardrail and
he falls over it.
He does. He falls over it, or somehow he falls out of bed, or he'll get up to go to the bathroom. He'll fall in the bathroom. This guy is always falling. It's like he's like a marionette, you know? And she'll call Joe at like 3 a.m. and be like, "Are you awake?" And of course he's awake. He's like, "Yeah, I'm awake. Mm-hmm. Could you come over?" So this has been like his thing. And this happens. It happens almost every night. Last night it happened twice. Yeah. So that's been like a thing, you know, what we all know what all the other neighbors are doing. So when this story went up, this went up on Reddit. Everyone was like, "I know this couple." Okay. Somebody wrote this letter. "Dear neighbor in 9S, girl, do everyone a favor and dump him already. We don't need to be woken up one more time at 2 a.m. because he can't be an adult and hold his shit together. Not one more time woken up by slamming doors, stomping feet. The worst part, hearing his whiny ass voice yell, 'What the F?' You were right." And then she's like, "You were right to hit him with an ironing board 2 years ago." Like, I love that she knew that. "Your new dog deserves better. Just break up already. Please allow us to go at least 1 month without being woken up in the middle of the night. Thank you."
Mm-hmm.
And most people who live in buildings probably like applauded this. And they were like, everyone knows that couple who's like always screaming at each other. They're always yelling. We had that couple down. They've moved out now, but she would like lock him out and he'd be out there pounding on the door and screaming. And then somebody would call the doorman. The doorman would come up and be like, "Hey, dude, you know, if she's not letting you in, you know." And it was really bad. And one time he locked her out and she slept in the hallway. And I woke up one morning to walk the dogs and I opened the door and she's literally sleeping on the floor in the hallway. No.
Well, yeah. I hate to tell you, but you are that couple. because you and Joe don't talk to each other in a normal volume. You always, right. It's always 6 or 7 decibels louder than you talk to anybody else.
But we're not fighting. That's just how we communicate.
That's how you talk, but it goes on nonstop. So I can imagine somebody that lives next to you, above you, below you. "Oh my God, shut up." So you think all that construction is going around. No, they're just putting up soundproofing because you're not fighting, but you think you're fighting. You're just saying, "Hey, give me some coffee." I mean, that's how they talk to each other.
Yeah, it's true. We do. We talk very loudly to each other because I'm always in one room and he is always in the other. So we shout from room to room.
You do it on the couch.
Yeah, like I'll be on the couch, he'll be in the kitchen. We're never in the same room.
Right.
So, and it'll be something important. Like, "Did you see the email I sent you?" "What?"
But
"Did you see the email?" "What?"
But it's it's also little fights. It's like, "Joe, you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, it's got to be like this and this." And then he comes right back at you and it's nonstop.
But 2 seconds later, it's over. 2 seconds later, it's like, we're going to make pizza for dinner, right? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. So it's not
real fighting.
It's not a fight, but each of you are both hard headed. So you got to get higher and volume louder than the next person. It will wear you out. If you stay at their apartment in 30 minutes, you're like, "I need a nap." And so I can imagine living next to you. It's gotta be just, that's why you don't have any neighbors now, except for the guy that falls out of bed, because you are the neighbor.
That's true. So, but they're deaf and they've told us that, so they don't hear us, because we've said, do you guys hear us? They're like, no, we're deaf. I was like, great. Yeah. Perfect neighbor. So, but that's the way the apartment building is set up. It's only two neighbors that share like a little corner. So it's their door and our door. The next neighbor is down the hall. So unless they're in the hall, they can't hear us yell talking at each other.
No, then you lucked out, because if you had somebody right next to you, you would drive them nuts.
Yeah, and luckily the building is cement, so I can't hear my upstairs or downstairs neighbors, so I assume they can't hear me either. So it's just, it's in the hallway and it's the next door, but like I said, they're just two deaf old people, so that works out very well for us.
No, I think they can hear you, and I think they yell at you nonstop. It's like Friends, where they keep running back and forth like, stop it, stop it. When we lived in our apartment, the people upstairs drove me insane.
Well, because that apartment building was made out of cardboard.
Because it drove me insane. They had stupid dogs, they smoked really bad pot, and they would, oh, it was so horrible. I don't know how you do it.
The worst was you'd be in the bathroom and you can hear the man upstairs peeing. Oh. That was my least favorite thing. I'd be like in there brushing my teeth and I'd hear urine. I'd be like, is there a ghost? Is there ghost urine here? Then I would realize it's the upstairs neighbor. He's peeing.
And he would go out on the patio and play guitar, acoustic guitar, and sing. Right. And he couldn't play. It's like, dude, shut up.
He couldn't play or sing. Yeah, you're right.
And he just smoked the worst weed ever. It was skunk weed. And that's all you could smell. And the stupid dogs just barked nonstop. That's one thing about New York I don't miss.
Was Long Island. Those aren't real apartments. Those are like, you know, garden apartments. New York City has much better soundproofing. Like I said, you can hear us in the hallway, but you can't hear us through the walls here.
Okay, it was made out of cardboard, but it was still $35,000 a week.
That's true. It was a lot of money. We paid more. I'm not even joking. We paid more for that apartment than if I rented my place out. It would be cheaper. It would have been cheaper for us both to move into the city and live in my apartment rather than live out there on Long Island.